Great question. The Manufacturing Podcast offers news and information for the people who make, store, and move things, and those who manage and maintain the facilities where that work gets done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Great Question, a Manufacturing Podcast, offered today by Smart Industry. The title of our program is How to Ditch Robot Wranglers, Automation That Offers a Better Way. Today, we have a very special guest on our program, Michael Bierman, who is Chief Customer Officer at Vecno Robotics, the Waltham, Massachusetts-based automated material handling, hybrid fulfillment, and workflow optimization company that custom engineers solutions for manufacturing companies. Michael is the Chief Customer and Administrative Officer and General Counsel at Vecno. He's responsible for managing customer deployments and for ensuring the successful adoption of autonomous mobile robots. Before Vecno, he served as the Chief Operating Officer at Vecno Technologies. He also is a member of the ASTM Committee 45 on Robotics, Automation, and Autonomous Systems Executive Subcommittee. So welcome, Michael, to the program.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
I will offer as an intro, more than 20% of warehouses used some form of robotics or cobots in 2023, according to Interact Analysis. And SESIA, by 2027, just 3 short years from now, they will account for 30% of total warehouse automation revenues, equaling an astounding $14 billion. All this growth has led to a new role in automated warehouses, so-called robot wranglers, flesh and blood people who are tasked with monitoring, in some circumstances, fleets of robots, helping them navigate obstacles and wrangling them when they get lost or encounter a problem. And at facilities with dozens of robots and millions of square feet, this is no small task. This makes humans' lives harder, not easier, as is intended through automation, our guest Michael Bierman will contend. And he's here to tell companies that are ramping up with at least some robots, there is another way. Vecno and other companies are leading with virtual command centers, or in Vecna's case, it's Pivotal Command Center, that's the branding on it, or PCC, that monitors the machines 24/7, 365. Vecna says its PCC will solve 99% of all robot issues without local intervention in the warehouse. Michael, this is an intriguing idea, and the notion of robot wranglers when we first started talking about this evokes all sorts of interesting imagery. But let's get into some of the questions about how virtual command centers and the PCC work. Michael, I assume virtual command centers, including Vecna's own PCC, consist of software solutions with dashboards that track each robot's operational status and metrics. What are the ins and outs of that solution? What is the workflow like? What else does a virtual command center do?
Thank you for that question. I think it's important to emphasize that 95% of the time the robots are operating fully autonomously. They have no outside assistance required, but they will always run into those edge cases and that last 5% where some assistance is needed. And so whenever it runs into one of those situations, it will throw an alert, and that alert will show up in our PCC, our command center's alert queue, and there'll be a remote agent that's able to claim that alert. And when they claim that alert, they basically push a button and it takes them directly to that robot view. So it sees all the sensors that the robot is using, it sees the sensor data, and it sees the camera data. And our agent is able to become aware of the situation and provide the assistance that is needed be able to do so remotely and quickly. And an example of that is if for some reason the barcode scanner doesn't get a good scan, the remote agent can look at the barcode and manually type in the barcode so it can know which pallet is picking up and know where it needs to be taken. And so that little extra help just makes the throughput that much better for the customers and makes it so that you don't have to have that situation where you're having someone locally provide assistance.
Is that the key then to solve robot issues without having to send a human to do it? What's an example where Vecna's PCC handles an issue remotely when a person would otherwise have to step in?
Great question. An example of this is if there is a lane that gets blocked for some reason. So we're supposed to drop off a pallet in the lane, and maybe a manual vehicle has broken down or a pallet has collapsed and caused a big obstacle. We're able to observe that through the cameras of the robot, and we're able to remotely shut that lane down for automated pickups and drop-offs, and have the robots just do tasks other places in the warehouse until that's resolved. In a typical situation, a robot is getting there and it would just not know what to do, and so just sit there and wait there until a human would come and have to intervene and close down the lane. We're able to get all that information remotely and take care of it and continue the throughput of the operations.
Interesting. Okay, Michael, here's one. Are there any instances when humans have no choice but to wrangle? My point in asking this is no technology solution is perfect, but they can be upgraded to address issues the original versions didn't address before. Where's the room for improvement in a virtual command center, or what ambitions for improvements to PCC does Vecna have?
So I'll take that question in two parts. One, the first part is there things that will always require a human on site to do? And my view is yes. Our goal is to have those people be folks that are just doing normal operations and then just have to help out just now and then. So there will be times when it's not obvious that the pallet is broken, but when we go in to pick it up, the pallet is broken and there is some local assistance that is needed. We've had situations where the pallet isn't secured. And so we get there and we're engaged and we're like, oh, if we try to carry this, it's going to tip over because it was stacked improperly. And those are situations, but we believe that they're fairly rare. And the second part of the question I want to answer is, do we see improvement over time over the robot and what we're able to handle as a pivotal command center? And the answer to that is absolutely. As we gather all these alert data, we're learning what are the frequent edge cases that our robots encounter. And by understanding that data, we can make software improvements to have those transferred from remote assist by a command center to be able to handle autonomously through the software itself. And so an example of that is in the past, when our robots encountered kind of a blocked lane, we'd have to have a remote person say, hey, it's blocked, we need to send it along a different way. Now we have it where once it's blocked, it can autonomously say, hey, I know another way to get to that same location, and automatically reroute and get there efficiently. And so as we continue to gather data, as we continue to learn, we're able to continue to increase what can be done autonomously and not need remote assistance. But yeah, I think you're right. There's always going to be a place for humans, and we just want to have those tasks be as few as possible so they can focus on their primary job, things that humans are really best at. And there's still so many things in the warehouse that really humans are so much better than autonomy to take care of.
Thank you, Michael. I've been doing a lot of reporting on what the role of AI is going to be, what the role of automation is going to be, what the role of a robotics are going to be. And the point has always been augmentation rather than replacement. So I'm glad you were able to provide the program with some reassurance on that. No technology solution is perfect, but we'll see how the virtual command centers work in warehouses of the future. And Michael, that's a wrap for our program. What an amazing presentation. Thank you for joining Smart Industry to participate and for lending your expertise and insights. Cheers, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day.